Now, back to answering your gardening questions with Danny Milliken and the Home Show Garden Pros.
Okay, we are back with the Home Show Garden Pros, and we have a very special interview guest. Carrie Gillum is here with us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Carrie, you're coming to Houston soon. Have you ever been to Houston before?
I have. It's been a while, though.
That's wonderful. She's coming May 15th to talk to us about the findings in her book. That book is called Whitewash, The Story of a Weed Killer, Cancer, and the Corruption of Science. Will you tell us a little bit more than that? The subtitle says a lot, but tell us more.
Sure. So this is a book that is really the culmination of about 20 years of research that I've done since 1998 when I was assigned by Reuters to start covering food and agriculture. And, so I've been working on this beat for all of this time, covering Monsanto and Dow and DuPont and Syngenta, the really big ag, seed,
right,
and chemical companies. And this book takes a look specifically at Monsanto and its Roundup herbicide and all of the science and some of the covert operations that Monsanto has engaged in to hide the evidence of danger, the scientific research that's indicated that this can cause an array of diseases and health problems. And takes a look at that, and then takes a look at the environmental impacts of the widespread use of this chemical as well.
Right. And, you know, what I think is interesting about the book and your kind of perspective on it is that you're not coming at it as a scientist trying to prove a theory. You're coming at it as an investigative journalist who's kind of been there and is researching the stories. You know, you're following the stories and where they go. And a lot of times it is science you're covering, but you're not, like, working on a hypothesis that someone else disagrees with. You're uncovering truths.
Yeah, I mean, the book is based on documentation, a lot of documents that come from inside Monsanto, documents that come from inside the EPA, FDA, USDA, and then, of course, interviews with farmers and scientists and regulators and, agronomists and others. So, you know, it's one part science, one part, I guess, personal stories, and a lot of documentation.
Right.
But, again, I'm not saying it's bad, let's ban it. You know, we're all going to die of cancer if we use Roundup. That's not the message of the book. The message is that there are a lot of risks that have been hidden. We've heard a lot about the rewards. Monsanto advertises pretty heavily.
Right.
But the risks have been hidden, and so people are not getting the straight story, and they can't make informed choices and protect their health and, balance out sort of the use of this chemical in a safe way. So that the book is... And it's illustrative because this is only one, pesticide that we use pretty commonly, but this story plays out with many, many others in much the same way, that we're really not protecting our health or our environment because we're just, in many cases being led down this primrose path by these chemical companies who are profiting while the public, is endangering itself, really.
Yeah, so, this show, I'm sure you've listened many, many times, but we, our main kind of two things we're very proud of is that we're all about kind of getting beginners into the next level or intermediate people into the next level, really learning on it and telling kind of like details. So along those lines, I'm going to ask you, what is glyphosate? What is it used for?
Oh, sure. I guess we should have started with that, right?
That's okay.
Glyphosate is a synthetic chemical. It's a pesticide, a weed killer, an herbicidal agent that Monsanto synthesized and got a patent on and introduced to the market in 1974. It's the active ingredient in Roundup herbicides and a whole array of other brands, some 750 different products sold around the world now. It's the most widely used weed killer in the world, used in agriculture, lawn and garden, golf course operators, utility, right away, parks, playgrounds. It's in the food we eat, the water we drink. It's in our own bodies, found commonly in human urine and in your pet urine, dogs and cats. And it's ubiquitous.
It's pervasive, certainly, right? It's
pervasive, yeah.
All over the place. And, I mean, kind of seeing the studies that have been covered up, reading the book, it really is a compelling, kind of scary thing to think about how it is in us and how we kind of need to start taking, actions or at least make some tough decisions. Another thing that we really pride ourselves on is caring about the soil and really caring about life because we're caring for plants. We're gardening on the show, and that's about getting something living to grow.
Right. And that microbiome that is so important to keeping plants healthy and just keeping the strength of the biodiversity that we rely on for environmental health and for the health of our plants and insects and, pollinators. And glyphosate is shown to be detrimental to soil health when it's used, over and over and over and over again. So it's another thing to consider.
Absolutely. It does it in a few different ways, too. Well, Carrie, thanks so much for talking to me a little bit. I'm really excited about you coming. Again, if you want to read the book, it's called Whitewash. Where can they find it? Where's the best place to buy it?
Oh, gosh, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, an array of independent bookstores. You can find it anywhere.
Gotcha. I'm looking at CarrieGillum.com, actually. There's a button that said buy the book.
I'm on my website, too. Yeah.
And if you want to hear her live, kind of really dive into this stuff and kind of get to maybe even ask her some questions, it's this Tuesday. So head to OHBA Online, OHBAOnline.org to get tickets. And you can listen and learn more about this big subject. And again, I really appreciate you being on. Please stay tuned. There's plenty of Home Show Garden Pros to listen to. Thanks, Carrie.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right, next up after our break will be Anita Nelson from Nelson Water and Gardens, which is very exciting. Love it when Anita's on. Give us a call. That number is 713-572-4610. But before we go to regular commercials, I really want to talk about Nature's Way resources. So a lot of times we talk about compost top dressing on the show, what to do, what to put out. We talk about using compost as a kind of a medicine for soil sicknesses. Just earlier today, someone had a question about their oak tree and their St. Augustine were kind of like sort of weakening each other, it looked like, and I recommended compost. Well, the compost that I'm really thinking of is Nature's Way Resources' famous leaf mold compost. So it's a pretty simple product. It's just leaves, grass, food waste, and they do use horse manure because they have friends that have good, healthy horses. And, so they mix it up. It ages for 2 years, which is a really long time. And it's just really wonderful. It's kind of across-the-board life in it, really great for your grass or your veggie beds or improving your tree health, kind of everything. So it's cool the way compost works because you put it down and you end up having life from the soil come up to the compost and life in the compost go down in the soil, making tiny, tiny aeration holes. So water and air gets almost instantly into the soil where it wasn't before. They have a bunch of cool blends for all types of plants. They got a veggie blend, blueberry, citrus, lawn, potting, a divot mix, and that's like half sand, half compost for like little divot holes to do it or holes you've got in your space. We use that at McGovern's New Gardens because our formal lawn was kind of wonky. It was wavy and it was making our lawnmower cut like irregularly. So that was just a really great one we used, kind of saved the day. All made with organic products and safe for kids and pets. And we see that a lot, but with compost, it's actually good for kids and pets to like touch it and get in it and get it in them. It's one of the things that can help them build up a better biome. Now, I'm not saying they should eat it just because that's a little bit of gross, you can't digest the wood chips very much. So anyway, all really great stuff, really great for your soil, really great for you. So search naturewayresources.com to find their compost and you can find out where they sell them. And they do sell them at our garden co-op members.
Get growing at Warren's Southern Gardens. Whether you're a garden newbie or ninja, Warren's helps you succeed without ever making you feel stupid. From seed and soil to plants and products, Dean and Bernice and the whole crew at Warren's gets you growing because their roots run deep. Come wander Warren's Pathways, where it's always safe to set your inner gardener free. Warren's Southern Gardens, 1675 North Park Drive, Kingwood. Online at warrenssoutherngardens.com. Now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros. Here's Danny Milliken.
Right, Danny Milliken here, along with Anita Nelson from Nelson Water Gardens. I should say the Anita Nelson from Nelson Water Gardens, because they've been doing it over there for a long time and doing it really, really well. How's it all going over at Nelson's?
It's going great. It's Mother's Day weekend. Lots of people are coming in and buying plants for their moms and for their gardens, and I just love it. The more gardening, the happier people will be.
Absolutely. It's really true, because there's a soil bacteria vasi something. Anyway, it's a Microbacillium vasi, and it actually gets in us and increases our serotonin levels, which makes us easier at learning and feel better, like happier and smarter.
Well, all I can say is all you moms are asking for plants for Mother's Day, you rock. Not only are you doing something for yourself, but for your kids at the same time.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, you know, we're all – so many of us are going to consider getting flowers for our mom on Mother's Day. And, you know, why not get some live flowers? Huh? I don't know. Huh? So there's some gorgeous ones. Anita actually brought some gorgeous pintas that I think would be a kind of thing that you could just wrap the pot and give that to your mom, and she would be like, oh, honey. So anyway, that's great. You guys do also potted plants. They have an incredible selection of pots and beautiful plants. And so, you know, give mom a kind of a flowery gift that's not just going to die and have to be replaced and her have to clean up under it for the next week and, you know, worry about water spilling. And the cat gets in there and is interested and it knocks it over. Anyway, sorry to go on and on about that. But you could just get a potted plant and, you know, save all that hassle and have something that keeps on blooming. And she'll be thinking happy thoughts about you for months.
You know, I brought you something else, Danny. I brought you some of these mini muncher cucumbers.
Yeah.
Because we have a farm stand at our nursery on Saturdays from 10 until 1.
Oh, that's so great.
And I bought these mini munchers last Saturday because I buy them every week. And then I didn't think about it. I went to San Angelo and there came home and sitting on the counter and they're as fresh and crunchy. You want one?
I do,
as
yes,
they were,
you.
When, you know, they harvest these vegetables that morning. So I was just amazed at how fresh they still were.
That is fresh and sweet. Mm-hmm. Golly.
And the sweet pepper that I brought you a couple weeks ago, the Carmen sweet pepper.
Yeah, same place.
Again, it sat on my counter, and it was still
well, it'll
crisp
be great.
And fresh.
One of these days you'll bring me one that's actually fresh from the market, and I'll get to compare.
Well, come to our, you know, come to every Saturday until it gets really hot. Then we'll shut it down until fall.
A lot of people do always wonder where they can get kind of fresh produce or get access to a farmer. And it's such an important thing. So it's interesting you brought cucumbers because we're talking about pests in the garden.
Yes.
And Anita brought some other plants. She actually brought a few that attract beneficials. So that's kind of cool. Kind of a warning to it. Some attract predators, which is really, really great way to control populations of problems. So
I also brought the Asclepias.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes when you buy it, it's covered with those golden aphids, which are pests. But actually, you want to buy them with the aphids on it because it tells you something really important.
Which is what?
There are no pesticides used raising that plant.
Nice.
And that, where it won't kill your caterpillars.
Yeah, because if there's a kind of within the soil pesticide.
Systemic. Do those golden aphids, do they affect other plants? I've only seen them on
they're
the milkweed.
They're pretty specific to milkweed. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's you know, hundreds of different aphids.
Yes.
So and aphids generally are like the bunnies in the, you know, kind of food chain of the garden world. So like almost everything, if it eats something else, it usually also eats aphids.
I've also heard them described as the fleas of the plant kingdom, too.
Yeah, and that's a lot more, to me, terrifying because, like, fleas get in my brain and, you know, they bite, and aphids don't bite. So I guess they bite plants. So, but you brought cucumbers, and squash vine borer is a pretty nasty one. And I just want to say I have a pretty locked down way to do it, and it's you mound up your garden soil over the hole that they made. And that suffocates them, and your squash makes more roots after the hole. It works really, really well. So we're just going to go on past that one.
Mm-hmm.
So I made mites and thrips and aphids their own category just because they're so little.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a – well, what do you do if you have some of those problems? What is it that you
– I've used the predatory insects.
Oh, awesome.
And I've brought them in from people who raise them.
Right.
Like the wasp.
Yeah, and there's a couple of wasps. Mm-hmm. The green lacewing is a really, really great one. And then, you know, ladybugs.
Mm-hmm.
There's a few different kinds of ladybugs. It's kind of cool. There's the twice-stabbed lady beetle that loves scale and really eats scale. So I had quite a few spider mites recently on my my lettuce. But the reality is they were on there because the lettuce was past its season.
Yes.
And was stopped giving energy to the leaves. And we talk about Brix a little bit on the show. Well, Brix is this rating that kind of judges sugars, the amount of kind of complexity and content of sugar in plant parts. And a lot of these little tiny sucking insects, like mites and thrips and things like that, they want low Brix. So if you have like unhealthy soil, you'll actually attract more pest bugs. But if you have healthy soil, you have healthier, higher Brix. It's like a trick that vineyards use, grape vineyards for wine, to make better grapes is they watch their bricks. They make sure that they're always pushing their soil health higher and higher. And so that's just one thing. If you're bringing in a ton of kind of bad bad bugs, it might not be the bugs. It might be the soil. So kind of always thinking of that and getting back to that. Anita, we're going to take just a momentary break, and we'll be back to talk a little bit more about Kufia, plants you can get in the garden to help protect yourself, and then some more onerous plants. So this is Home Show Garden Pros. Give us a call. We'd love to hear you. Anything gardening topic related, lawns, trees, whatever, 713-572-4610.
Do-it-yourself painting seems easy to you. Head to the store. Pick a color. Buy paint, brushes, rollers, drop cloths, mix paint, borrow ladder, back to store, forgot a roller, pen, tape, and turpentine. Or you could call Tom Tynan's Painting Home Show Pro, Rudy's Quality Painting. Rudy's pros even fix spots that need fixing, leaving you time to take it easy. Running errands, cheering on kids, school sports, school plays and projects, dentists and doctors. At least Rudy's makes one thing easier. Rudy'sQualityPainting.com.
You want your garden and lawn to look fantastic? Choose the experts that Danny trusts to help your flowers flourish and your grass grow.
Monterey Lawn and Garden. For a beautiful organic lawn, use Monterey Lawn and Garden products.
Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights. Organic gardeners for over 30 years.
Now more with the Home Show Garden Pros. Here's Danny Milliken.
Also here is Anita Nelson with me. We're kind of talking bugs, talking insects. Insect pests are kind of a major destroyer of crops and gardens. And people know that, and they can over-respond to problems sometimes. So Anita actually brought a bunch of plants that attract beneficial insects, from red wasps to kind of a psyllid fly, a kind of predatory fly, to caterpillars, which you can get the caterpillars you want, and you actually get their predators that come to get them, but they'll also kind of clean out your bad ones.
Mm.
And that's a pretty good trick for my next one on the list, which is tomato hornworm. Do you know what those ones are? They're the big,
yeah.
Huge stonkers with that. They have that big spine at their back. So they're a kind of a green, light green, striped with lighter green or yellow, kind of diagonal stripes.
What do they turn into?
They turn into gypsy moths,
mm-hmm.
Kind of a big moth,
yeah,
nighttime moth. But if you see, they're hard to find. So what you'll do is you'll see damage on your tomato branch. You'll see leaves kind of being eaten away. But they almost always come at the end of the season when your tomato is kind of no longer making fruit.
Yes.
And so they're one of the ones that's like, it's you really don't want to get too upset about them. They might be a good indicator, even though they're pretty easy to deal with once you get good at finding them, pretty good indicator that your tomatoes, it's time to pull your tomatoes out.
Yeah, and it sounds like a really good live and let live philosophy.
Yeah, yeah. So I was in the garden. I like watch things in the garden sometimes. And I was in the garden, and I had white bishop's lace, I had parsley, I had some rue going, things I had growing in the garden to attract a caterpillar, butterfly caterpillars,
mm-hmm.
but also had my tomato plants. And it was that kind of convergent season where you start seeing all the caterpillars. And there were red wasps flying around kind of hunting for caterpillars, and I was waving them away from my butterfly caterpillars. But then I saw one fly up to a tobacco hornworm, rip it in half, and then start eating one part, and then he wrapped the other part and took it away. Or she probably did. I mean, it was amazing. I was like, oh, my gosh. And, you know, I wished I was recording it. But that's just the point, is that, like, all of these things are in this circle, and there's this, like, edible life that's happening, and they're eating each other, and some things you don't want to worry about. But tobacco hornworms they eat a lot. They're voracious. So if you see them on your tomato plants, they can't sting. They don't hurt you. They're really just big, dumb caterpillar. Kind of like that one in Bug's Life.
Well, if they're fat and plump, you know that they've been eating something.
Yes, definitely. So you got any tricks for those? Anything you do for tobacco hornworms?
I just, if I see them, I squash them. I don't really hunt them down or anything. And I didn't realize they show up at the end of the season, so I'm really going to leave them alone, because I'm sure the gypsy moth is a pollinator of some sort.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I will take them off and put them on my bird bath. It's kind of like cruel, unusual punishment. But I will do that. So
mm-hmm.
Confession, that happens. Okay, a couple other ones. The big one that really kind of get to is mosquitoes. What do you do with your mosquitoes?
Well, I'm one of those people that mosquitoes doesn't bite very much.
Oh, one of those people.
Well, supposedly that's not good.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. cancer-wise or something. I don't know.
That's weird.
But anyway, they don't bother me too terribly much. But I live in a wooded area, so that anywhere it's dark during the day, mosquitoes are going to be, because they dry out as soon as they get out into hot sunshine. So it is a bit of a problem. I wear a wristband to keep them from – we have them at the shop. And also we have the incense sticks that you can just poke into the ground and light up. And wherever you're working, you just carry them around with you, and they'll stay away from you.
But that's awesome.
Yeah, but mostly if you garden in the early morning and evening, you're not hot and sweaty, but the mosquitoes are eating you. And if you garden in the middle of the day, you won't be eaten by mosquitoes, but you'll be burnt to a crisp.
I've had pretty good success with a product called Cedarside, and it's made up in spring, and they it's cedar oil, kind of unrefined cedar oil they make, and they make it into sprays. Well, I'll drench. I actually live by a bird sanctuary, a 2-acre bird sanctuary, where, like you're talking about the mosquitoes, they love it there. But I spray my fence, and it kind of holds that smell for a while, holds that protective nature.
Well, this is going to sound really bizarre, but it is true. If you put in a pond, you'll have less mosquitoes.
Right, because you'll have things that eat them.
Yes, you'll attract the dragonflies, and those are the hawks of the insect kingdom. And even if a mosquito manages to get past the batillion of dragonflies around your pond and lays eggs in your pond, the fish will gobble them right up.
That's so great. Mm-hmm. See, that's a little protective ecosystem and a great reason to put in kind of a water feature.
Yeah, a little self-serving statement
there
for me.
That is awesome. Well, Anita, thanks so much for being on. I always love it when Anita's on. She, you know, great perspective, no stuff, brings me food, nothing wrong with that, and gorgeous plants. So
and
go.
Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there.
Happy Mother's Day to all the moms. Thanks. So Anita's one of our favorite garden pros, so glad you're here.
Thank you, Danny. You're my favorite garden pro.
Oh, gosh. That is so sweet. Well, another garden pro that we love having on is Plants for All Seasons, and you can go there and get your green on. That's their slogan. Get your green on. Say it with me. One, two. Get your green on. There. Okay. We did it. So Plants for All Seasons. It's, again, like Nelson's, this is just a beautiful, wonderful place to visit. They love educating people, love kind of pots and getting great pots in people's hands. They do a cool thing where they build your own pot for you. You know, you say, I like purple. And they make you a purple pot with purple flowers in it. And it's looking really good. They have all kinds of classes. This last weekend, they did a really cool about taking care of large trees. So they had some good arborists come in and talk about that. But man, they got great trees and shrubs, herbs and veggies, all the pottery, garden accessories, gifts that you could possibly want. You know, so if you live near there, head up there for Mother's Day, get some good stuff. Or you can just go up there and get your green on. That's Plants for All Seasons, 21328 State Highway 249. So 21328 State Highway 249, Houston, Texas, 77070. Or if you want kind of to understand that address better, go to their website, plantsforallseasons.com.
At MicroLife, we believe in healthy soils, healthy plants, and healthy people. MicroLife is the most nutritious soil and plant food for your gardens, flowers, vegetables, and lawns. MicroLife is the number one organic fertilizer professionals use, containing over 100 minerals and billions of beneficial microbes that'll have your plants healthier and performing better than ever. MicroLife is completely safe for you, your children, and pets. Visit MicroLifeFertilizer.com. MicroLife, making life better.
Seems like these days, temporary storage facilities are on every street corner. But for what you are paying in yearly cost for that storage room, you could own your own metal storage building in your own backyard. How? With the Mueller Backyard Building. Our backyard building kits are easy to assemble with a bolt-together design and priced right. Plus, you keep your stuff at home and you're not throwing away money leasing storage. Have peace of mind that a Mueller Metal Building will protect those treasures at a reasonable price. See all the options at MuellerINC.com or visit your local Mueller location. Mueller, made in America and made to last.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with Danny Milliken and the Home Show Garden Pros.
All right. Hey, this is Danny Milliken. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you've been with us the whole time, if you just got here, You know, we can do one last quick call, 713-572-4610. I do want to kind of talk out and point out a couple of wonderful upcoming events. You heard Carrie Gillum. Big thanks to her. Big thanks to Diane Blonowski and Anita Nelson to come and kind of be on the show with me and spreading their wisdom and their knowledge. So that Carrie Gillum event is May 15th, so this Tuesday at the Health Museum. So for tickets, you go to OHBA online, OHBAonline.org, to get those tickets. And it's just going to be a really informative, really kind of great evening. They put on good events, and they do really bring in great speakers. So that's this Tuesday, May 15th, at the Health Museum. So cool venue, cool speaker, cool people. Hope to see you there. I'll be actually doing a little bit of a Q&A with Carrie, kind of helping answer questions, kind of getting hearing questions, kind of talking through some stuff with everyone who's there. So I hope to see you there. I do work at Memorial Park, as you guys maybe know or don't know. And Memorial Park, like all city parks all over the place, really need volunteers, really like thrive with volunteers and do what they're doing with volunteers. If you're a native plant person or just want to learn more about kind of growing and propagating plants, we are starting calling for volunteers for our greenhouse native grow out operation, which is really, really fun, really good. We have a good time. But May 15th is our conservation crew day. So just go to memorialparkconservancy.org and look at the event calendar, and you'll see conservation crew on May 18th. And that's just a volunteer group. And we do get hot and sweaty, and we'll get in there and take out some invasive trees. And it's pretty satisfying because when you start and when you leave, the place looks a ton better and not as invaded by invasives. Well, thanks so much for listening today. I really enjoyed doing the show. I hope you guys enjoy it too. We're Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Please stay on. Tom Tynan's coming up next with Home Show Radio. And that's great if you got any indoor projects you got to work on. So see you next week.
The Home Show Garden Pros can answer your questions 24/7 at homeshowgardenpros.com. Home Show Garden Pros is a presentation of Mojer Media Incorporated. All rights reserved. Danny Milliken's opinions are his own and do not necessarily reflect those of Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston, its sponsors, or Mojer Media. More gardening questions, answers, tips, and video all the time at homeshowgardenpros.com. Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan is coming up next.